Week of Havdalah continues. So today we're going to discuss the inyan of the Ner Havdalah. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that there were two things that were Olav B'machshava Libaros on Erev Shabbos, but were not actually Nivru Ad Motzoi Shabbos. And the Gemara says Motzoi Shabbos Nosna Kosh Baruch Deya Ba'Adam Arishon Me'in Dugma Shel Maila, that Adam Arishon Motzoi Shabbos was given a certain level of Das that is almost comparable to a godly level of Das. V'hevi Shnei Avanim, he took two stones, Tachman Zubazu V'yatzmein Or. He took two stones, he rubbed them together, and sure enough, fire came out. There are midrashim that seem to give a different story. Not the way the Gemara says that it was Adam Rishon figured it out and he put the two stones together, but rather the midrashim say that that Adam Rishon was Yoshev Mahara Belibo, and he says, "Uh-oh, the world is getting dark," and then a fire came down from heaven and it brightened up his day. He realized that that things are going to be okay, that he's given light, so that gave him a sense of simcha. So it's either a God-sent fire or a man-made fire, but something happened on Motzai Shabbos relating to fire, the fire being created, and therefore on Motzai Shabbos we make a bracha of borei ma'orei ha'esh. The Ritva Maseches, what type of bracha is it? So there are three deos in terms of what type of bracha it is. The Ritva Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet says it's a birchas shevach, that the new use for the fire and the anniversary of its creation causes us to be inspired to want to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us such a wonderful thing called fire. Meaning, what he's trying to address is that it's a birchas shevach, so really you shouldn't be able to make it any time. But no, we make it at given intervals when we celebrate the anniversary of the birth of fire, so to speak. The Kolbo and the Michtam in Pesachim Daf Kuv Vav and the Chaznish in Lamed Hey O Zayin suggest that it's a Birchas Hananin, that just like you have brachos on food that you eat and Birchas Hareach on good smells, so it's a Birchas Hananin on the Hana'a that we get from fire, that we have from the ability to see, the ability to be warmed by fire. It's Birchas Hananin. There are many problems that are raised with this approach of Birchas Hananin. The Rush and Brachos Perchesim and Gimel, if it's Birchas Hananin, you should say the bracha every time you get hana from it, right? If Birch Shevach, you understand, it's at given intervals. But if it's Birch Sanen, it should be every time you get hana from fire, every time you're warmed by a fire, it should require a bracha. Also, any light should really work. It shouldn't dafka have to be a fire. Any source of light really should work, because you get hana from any light. And also, you don't really actually have to benefit from the light in order to make the bracha. Right? The bracha borei ma'orei ha'esh is not because you need the light necessarily. There has to be a certain amount of light that you could benefit if you wanted to, but the actual getting of benefit is not necessary for the bracha. So if it's birch sananin, then we shouldn't need to have to actually get the ana. In Tosos Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis actually deals with why there is no birch sananin on fire. So it says it's because it's an external hana. A reach is something you take in. A tam is something you take in. Fire is something, warmth is something that's external to you. Or light is something external to you. And therefore, it's not a high enough class hana'a in order to have a proper birchas hananin on it. So those are the first two days. The Rush holds himself, he says, that it's a bracha of a zecher bialma. It doesn't really fit a birchas shevach, that when you experience this great shevach, you give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more of a zecher to a great event, as opposed to a shevach for this great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's a zecher for an event that happened, namely the event of the creation of fire. The Rashba in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Nun Tes, says, well, if it's a shevach for a great event that happened, for this creation of fire, why not make a bracha on other things that were created? On other great things that were created on the anniversary of their creation. Why is it dafka fire? Okay, so there are a lot of kashas. You have all these different deos, a lot of kashas for every deya. What about women and this bracha? So the Bir Halacha writes in Reish Sadivav Tes that women are pater because it's mitzvah shazman grama. To make this bracha, we only do the Matzoi Shabbos, mitzvah shazman grama, mele nashimar peturos. Now in the back of Simcha Bunim Kohn's Sefer on the mitzvah say of Shabbos, on candlelighting, lecha mishnah, and that stuff, I forgot what it's called, the radiance of Shabbos, one of them, he has tshuvas from Rav Moshe Feinstein that were written to him. So he has the tshuvas printed in their initial, in their original Hebrew. And Rav Moshe over there says that they're pater, but the women really should make the bracha. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that even though they're pater, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that Nashim Chayavos Bavdala and Yesh Omrim that they're paturos, and he never starts making distinctions but skip this part, skip that part, leads you to believe that Nashim Chayavos Bavdala, and therefore they should say the whole thing, including the Birchas Haner. So Moshe held, even though technically they might be pater, that might be true, but certainly they can volunteer to say this bracha. And Rav Binyamin Zilber in the Tshuva in Oz Nidbru, Chelik Yud, Simin Chav Zayin also says that certainly everyone would agree, even the Bir Halacha would agree, that women can volunteer to make the bracha. One of the big discussions about Ner, the Ner of Havdalah, relates to, and really, really, one of the big discussions about any mitzvah that involves a Ner, relates to, now that we have electricity, can use an electric light for Ner. So Havdalah is different than other Neros, let's say Neros Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, in that the Nusach HaBracha on Neros Shabbos and Neros Chanukah involves the word Ner. By Havdalah, it's Bori Ma'orei HaEsh. In fact, we have no indication that there was any Ner, that it was a Ner with a wick and a source of fuel or whatever. Adraba, we're told that Adam Rishon took two rocks and rubbed them together and he had a fire. Nothing to do with a Ner. It's about fire, light, warmth, something, but it's not really about Ner. So that might lead us to Chumra Zan Kula. So what are the issues with using electric light? Issue number one, Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Tzadi Chesiv Katan Lamed Zayin says that you're not allowed to use a candle that's inside of a glass, like a lantern, where they have the candle inside of the glass, because you have to see the fire directly. The glass is mafsik. So some wanted to suggest maybe that's a problem for an electric light bulb, because the fire is inside, there's a glass, and the outside is mafsik. You could argue that no, the electric light is different, because that's part of the fire. That's the nature of that fire. It only works when you have the glass. You can't, if you would take away the glass, it wouldn't function, as opposed to a fire where you put it inside of a glass, the glass doesn't add to it, doesn't help it, it makes it worse. There are poskim in the Shor Mitzvah Balach and Sadi Vav suggests that a frosted glass would be a problem for this reason. At least you need to be able to see the fire. It should be a very clear bulb if you can use a bulb. But that's one issue. One is seeing the fire through the glass. Another issue is maybe there is a svar to say that the fire has to be similar to the fire of Adam Rishon. If it's a zecher to the event of Adam Rishon, then it's logical to assume that maybe the fire has to be similar. Ravadia's son, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, discusses this in Yalkut Yosef Ha'arahei on this the simon. He discusses that possible problem. Another possible problem, he happens to be in Yalkut Yosef, he has a very good discussion of this, a very thorough and clear discussion of the whole issue. But another possible problem is that different colors of light. Why do we say Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh, not Bori Ma'or Ha'esh? So the Mishmur Reish Sadiches Beis quotes from the Gemara that the brachas in the plural, because there are many gavni be'esh, there are many different colors in the fire. There's a little orange, a little yellow, a little blue, right? So you have all these different colors in the fire, so it's Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh. So maybe Chisaron, how are you going to make Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh on a light bulb which has one bright, clear color? It's not giving you many colors. Maybe you should have to change the Nusach HaBracha, but we're not going to change the Nusach HaBracha. So maybe that's an indication that a light bulb should not be used for Ner Havdalah. Then a final problem that's raised with using an electric light is that in Israel, Jews work in the electric plant on Shabbos, so it could be getting Hanah from an Avera that was done on Shabbos, the people from Mechil Shabbos. So there are multiple opinions. Rav Menashe Klein writes in his Shuvas absolutely not to use an electric bulb, but it's known that the Rogachover and Rav Chaim Ozer, and I think they say the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik also, all used electric bulbs for Ner Havdalah. And part of that was Rav Chaim Ozer wanted to make a point that we hold it to Eish Mamish, because there was a big tumult when electricity first started being widely used, whether you can use it on Shabbos, Yantif, or whatever, can you turn on the lights? And there were people that were being makel and said, it's not really an Eish, what's the malacha, there's no real problem. So Reb Chaim Ozer wanted to make a point. So how did he make his point? By making Bori Ma'orei Eish on Motzai Shabbos on an electric bulb. He says, if I didn't believe it was Eish Mamish, I'd be saying a brach levatala every Motzai Shabbos. So he actually made a point of dafka using an electric bulb, and most poskim say you shouldn't lechachilu b'pedievin if you have to, because you don't have a fire, so you can use it. What about using the gas stove top? Why don't you sometimes, like, you can't find the Havdalah candle, can you just turn on the stove? It's a fire. You don't need a candle, right? So it's a fire, so why not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you shouldn't, because the fire that you use should be a fire that's made for warmth. The stovetop is made for cooking, so it's not made for warmth or light. It should be for those for light, really. The stovetop is made for cooking. So he held you shouldn't use it. Okay, you could argue that our Havdalah candle shouldn't be good either, because, you know, you have lights on in the room. That's why many people are knowing to shut the lights, so that at least Havdalah candle is giving light, because otherwise, you know, Shraga B'tira, Mayahani, right? If it's a candle in a lit room, it doesn't help. Just one more point, looking at the fingernails, this is something that everyone does. It's quoted in the tour, that people look at the Mishnah Bracha says that you're supposed to get, in Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, in the Gemara there, Nun Gimel and Beis, says you're supposed to get Hana'ah from the light. And what's Hana'ah? So the Gemara defines it as being able to tell the difference between two different types of coins. Right? The only thing is, right after Shabbos, you don't have coins on you. So says the Torah, that's where the minute came from. What do you always have on you? Your fingers. You almost never make Havdalah without your fingers on you. So that way you take out your fingers and you're able to tell the difference between your fingernail and your fingertip. And that's the same amount of light that's necessary to be able to tell the difference between two coins. That's why we use our fingers. Then the Torah quotes other reasons also. The reasons that you probably are aware of. Right, that the other reasons that are given is that it's a siman for Pru Revu, because fingernails constantly grow, so it's something that's always growing, so it's a siman tov. Also, the Torah quotes that some people look at the lines on their hands, not at the fingernails, but at the lines on their hands, because those lines are symbols of bracha for some reason. The Darkei Moshe, the Rama writes in Darkei Moshe, that there's major mystical significance to not looking at the inside of your fingers, only at the outside of your fingers. That's why people bend their fingers, they're looking at the lines, and then they go like that to look at the outside of the fingers. The Rama says, Darkei Moshe writes, Chayadua, there's serious mystical, Kabbalistic reasons for this, Kayadua, and therefore, and he actually quotes in Shulchan Aruch that that's what you should do. You shouldn't look, no one holds up their hands like this to the Nehar Avdala with their palms facing toward them, because we don't do that for whatever reason. Even when you're looking at the lines, you do it with the fingers bent over, not to look at the inside of the fingers. Don't know why. There are mystical reasons. When I start learning Kabbalah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know the reasons. Yeah.